from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
John, we just did the power surge where you had the Lions number two. You are not alone. There's a lot of love right now for the Week 1 NFL power rankings. Pro Football Talk has the Lions number two. The Athletic has the Lions number two. Bill Simmons with the Ringer has the Lions number one. Mm-hmm. Sports Illustrated, they put him on the cover, number one. ESPN number four, NFL.com number four. CBS Sports, for some reason, has him all the way down at seven. But for the most part, this is viewed as one of those elite teams. Got a stat that puts it in perspective. Vegas, teams to win the Super Bowl. This is from Evan Abrams Action Network. 10 of the last 11 Super Bowl champs have been listed 12-1 or shorter in the preseason. The teams that qualify, Chiefs, Niners, Ravens, and Lions.
Mm.
They are in the Super Bowl tier by damn near everybody. So our question today, biggest reason they win the Super Bowl and the biggest reason they don't. You can answer one or both questions. 248-539-9797. John? Biggest reason they win, biggest reason they don't. You have to answer both.
So biggest reason they do is the defense. They're able to pressure the quarterback. I think the offense, we know what we're going to get. I think we're very confident that that is going to be something you can hang your hat on and say, yeah, offense is going to be very productive. They're going to be putting pressure on other teams early and often by scoring points. The defense of being able to pressure quarterbacks, and not just pressure quarterbacks with Hutch, McNeil, Davenport, and then you throw in the way that they're using Derek Barnes, Jack Campbell, guys with great athletic ability, and then the improved secondary. And how long does it take for Terrion Arnold, Ennis Rakestraw to get up to speed to be NFL corners? How long does it take for them to develop the chemistry that you need for four, five, six guys in the defensive secondary to be working as one single unit to be able to cover everything, adjust, make adjustments on the fly? That's going to be the biggest question. But if they are able to be a much better defense and they're not ranked last or next to last in pass defense, they're going to win the Super Bowl. It's also the same reason why they don't. If it takes too long for that secondary to get up to speed, to be working together, if they don't find a way, if Marcus Davenport does what he's done in the past, and you get a little excitement early on, but he's hurt. DJ Reader, right? He's back out of practice. Is he a guy that can stay healthy and be productive? How much do blowing both quads over the last couple of years, how much does that take a toll, and how does his production drop off? Is he the same? Is he not? Can he even be back there? That's the question. I don't know. Defensively, if you get a couple of guys hurt, I think they have similar players to step in, but it's a matter of production. James Houston, can he be what he was as a rookie? 7 sacks in 8 games. That to me is remarkable. I don't expect that same pace, but I do want production out of James Houston. And then the big question on the defensive line, the all-pro that we've never seen, Levi Onwuzurike. Is he able to contribute? And I say that jokingly because everybody's praised
him up. Yeah.
In year four. We have yet to see what that looks like. We didn't see him in the preseason. We haven't seen him in 3 years. Is he able to add to this defensive front? And on what level? And if he's hurt, Marcus Davenport's hurt, Reader's hurt. Like, you start going through some of the injury history, there's a big risk. And Carlton Davis.
Yeah.
How often is he available? He's CB1, right? Until proven otherwise, which he could be proven otherwise.
Right, or unless he's hurt, yeah. To your point. Yeah.
So that kind of the same reason why they win the Super Bowl is the same reason that they don't.
So a lot of emphasis on defense.
Defense.
Specifically, secondary?
Yeah.
But the D-line, it's all in connection, right? Yeah. The relationship between the pass rush
and the easy answer for why they don't is an injury to Jared Goff.
Well, yes. Like,
okay, let's put that out there now. Please don't call and say, well, if Jared Goff gets hurt, they're not winning the Super Bowl. No crap.
Some early ticket texts, then I'll give you mine. Reason they win, Jameson Williams lives up to the wide receiver 2 position. Biggest reason they win, they take basically a top 5 offense and make it unstoppable. Make it maybe the best offense since the greatest show on turf. The biggest reason why they will win the Super Bowl, Dan Campbell's aggression on 4th down is both the biggest reason we win or lose the Super Bowl. Do you want him to change?
No. No, that is who he is. That's how they've gotten here. Now, he can tweak it, and if you believe with Jake Bates that you have somebody that can kick and be reliable as a field goal kicker, you could tweak it a little bit, but I still want different times where, yes, he is going forward on 4th down. Can you do the same thing in terms of faking punts? They've done more than anybody else. But they've been successful, but when does that luck run out?
Yeah, I think you always reserve the right to judge, but for the most part, I like what he's done. And you know, there's a play here or play there that I thought was reckless. But for the most part, I defend 4th and short with this offensive line, with this offense. Go win the game. Don't sit around and punt the ball or settle for 3 in a big spot. I'm cool with the aggressiveness, by and large. 90%+ of the time, I like the decisions he's made. I don't want to see some wholesale change, even if the defense is better, even if the kicker is more reliable. I still want him to be aggressive on those 4th and shorts and give his offense every chance to win these games. Ticket Texter says, biggest reason they don't win the Super Bowl is depth. Injuries happen. I don't think they have a good caliber depth at a lot of spots.
Defense, I mean, I just mentioned it. I don't know that there's a huge drop-off, which means you don't have necessarily the superstar up front. And this is not talking about Aiden Hutchinson. I don't think there's anybody that replaces him on the edge. But DJ Reader or Levi Onwuzurike or Josh Pascal or Lee McNeil. Like, again, I don't think – is there a drop? Sure. Not a huge one. Offensive line-wise, now you've got yourself a problem.
No doubt about it. Texas says the biggest reason that they don't is because they're the Lions. It's real cute you guys think that they're actually good.
Come on.
Those ticket texters are still out there, and I've never understood it.
They think last year was a fluke, to a degree.
Okay, but we spent our entire life saying they can't, and then they just won a division, they won a playoff game, a home playoff game at that, then made it 2 playoff games. You can't do it? They did do idea is you can't use that anymore.
They did it once. And that was the question about Michigan beating Ohio State in 21. Okay, they did it once. Then they had to go down to Columbus. When you do that, now all of a sudden it opens your eyes and it makes you believe. If you can repeat something, then people will believe. If you've done it once, hey, that was cute. That was fun. It was exciting. But you have to be able to back it up with another season of similar or better quality.
Let's get to Nate and Warren. Nate, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. I think the biggest reason we win or we don't win is our head coach. I love him to death, but he's got to make some good decisions in these playoff games to get us to that final stage and hopefully win that big game.
I take it you're one of those fans that didn't like how he handled the NFC title game?
Nope. I actually loved it.
Okay.
It got us there all year. For the past 3 years, it's gotten us to where it's got us. But it obviously didn't win us the big game. So there's a reason for that.
Do you think if the defense is better, and if J-Mo comes on and offense is what it is, and Jake Bates is better, as a field goal kicker, do you think he should change how he has coached or the decisions that he's made?
If we have a kicker that he trusts, he obviously didn't trust Bagley or Badgley. If you trust Bates, kick the field goal, man. Take the points. We take 3 points against San Francisco. I think we make it to the Super Bowl and something happens, maybe. And the defense obviously has gotten a lot better. They just have to prove themselves, the young guys. And J-Mo's, this is J-Mo's year. He's got to do something, or we got to do something.
Yeah. Yeah, the expectation, I mean, sky high for Jamison Williams. A lot of people echoing that on the ticket text. John, my biggest reason the Lions win the Super Bowl, continuity with the coaching staff leads to an extra gear from these young players. Yeah. So it's Laporta in his second year. It's Gibbs in his second year. It's Branch in his second year. It's Jack Campbell in his second year. The continuity keeping both coordinators combined with these young players that are just scratching the surface. Hell, St. Brown made his first All-Pro team. Don't think it's going to be his last. Penei Sewell was an All-Pro. Don't think it's going to be his last. These guys are in their early 20s. Their best football is ahead of them. They were in the NFC title, and the best football is ahead of them with this nucleus. And there's no scheme change. There's no difference in philosophy. They can build with continuity.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
What's the key departure?
I don't know. Josh Reynolds.
The continuity. It's unbelievable what they have coming back, and they all come back with that taste that they have in their mouth from San Francisco, and they've referenced it. The motivation's there. The only thing that's going to derail this in my mind is injuries, and that's the given. I don't think there's any reason why this team doesn't win the division and go at least 12-5. And me and John both said 14-3, and we've been made fun of by some people at this station, and they use this fake talking point, and it is fake. It's, you know how hard it is to win 14 games in this league? Well, it's been done 5 times in the last 5 years. Right. So it can be done.
The Chiefs have done it multiple times, and I know they have Mahomes. The Eagles did it the year they went to the Super Bowl. Like, just because the Niners haven't done it, Rico, doesn't mean nobody else can win 14 games.
Yes, it can be done when you're a great team, and I think they're a great team, and you know what? You can think about the odds all you want, but Vegas, and that stat you provided earlier about the teams, 10 of the last Super Bowl champs have had plus 1,200 or smaller odds.
Yeah.
And they're one of those teams this year, so it's legit. If people aren't buying in, you're afraid. And I think the one thing that's going to derail them is out of their control. I'm really bullish on the Eagles again this year. And if the Eagles get home field advantage, I don't know if we can go there and win. And I think we can go to San Francisco and win, and we can win anywhere else in the playoffs.
It's a tough place to play.
The Eagles have been great at home. I think their last home playoff loss might have been with McNabb to the Buccaneers.
Jeez.
In the NFC Championship.
I'm high on it. I think we all collectively view the Eagles as a real threat, and where that game is played in January matters. The Lions only play one true, real tough outdoor game this season, and it's at the Bears in December. Everything else is warm or in a dome. The exception would be postseason and Philly.
They don't play them. They can't control it. The one thing out of their control this year, in my mind, is that they could go 14-3, and so could the Eagles, and they could get home field by some stupid tiebreaker, and there's nothing you can do about it. And I think, man, that would be painful for that to happen. And I think you guys could all buy into that scenario playing out.
Sure. Yeah. Obviously, I can't. I'm high on both. I'm very high on the Lions. And I think there's some things that you can somewhat hang your hat on when people talk about Dan Campbell. One of the things that you can trust about Dan Campbell is that he is genuine. Mm-hmm. He is going to shoot you straight. He will tell, and he gives when he's on with us. He will shoot us straight. No, he's not going to give away game plan and all that stuff. But in regards to how he communicates with his team, and the team trusts him. So when he comes out yesterday and says, Super Bowl talk for us is done.
Yeah.
I've told the players, it's done. We have to focus on the Rams. We have to focus on winning the division so we can get a home playoff game. And then after you have the division locked up, it's about seeding. Are you three? Are you two? Can you get to one? Like, that all matters. Those are the steps to becoming a Super Bowl champion. And though that's the easiest path. If you can win your division, you can be the number one seed. You got the easiest path to get to a Super Bowl and win it.
And it's the extremes of what playing in Philly would be versus what playing in Detroit would be, because we see how crazy this crowd is and how loud this crowd is and how big of an advantage is. Not only are you not outdoors in the cold, you're in the ideal environment to mess with the other team and to really carry this football team.
It's all in place, guys. It really is, because you're not going to be able to keep this together much longer. You're going to have to continue to draft very well, or players are going to start. It's just not going to work, well, okay, money-wise. And in that scenario, you know what? I'm putting golf outside. The schedule sets up this year. There's so many inside games for them to just run this thing hard. And people think we're overvaluing their talent. Whatever. They have four rookies from last year's class that are going to significantly improve. I mean, maybe, I don't know how much more Laporta can, but I think Brian Branch and
tremendous
Jack Campbell.
Amount.
I think there's another gear for all these. That was my point. Now, okay, you mentioned Dan Campbell. Quick reminder, 8:02 today, he's on the show. We'll talk to him, get his thoughts on his football team as they prepare for this season and the Rams on Sunday Night Football. Tom, I actually think that was an interesting why they won't. You've been telling us off air you had this reason, and I'm a little jealous that I didn't think of it, because it is outside the box, something they don't control. If the Eagles are back to their Super Bowl standard from 2 years ago and you have to go to Philadelphia in the playoffs, my reason, more of a football reason, that the Lions wouldn't win the Super Bowl, and it's the fact that they would have to blitz to get pressure. We've talked about pass rush a lot. They blitzed at the end of last year and it helped them. But I think if you're going to win a Super Bowl, can you blitz the game's best quarterbacks with rookie corners and win the Super Bowl? Can you blitz Mahomes and win? Can you blitz Burrow and win? Can you blitz Josh Allen, be another guy you could face in the Super Bowl and win? That to me is a real dangerous road.
Dangerous, but week one, I don't want to rely on rookie quarters in man-to-man. By the time you get to the Super Bowl, through a 17-game season, through the playoffs, and if you're going to blitz a Mahomes or an Allen, because that's the only time that you would face a Lamar Jackson, now all of a sudden, if you're doing that at that time, you have guys that are no longer rookies. By the time you get to that point, you're no longer a rookie.
Yeah.
You're still in your first year, but you have enough experience to be able to handle that.
Biggest reason we won't win the Super Bowl, we overvalue last season. A lot went our way. The division was bad, and we were lucky to play the Bucks in the playoffs. That signed Brent on the ticket text.
Okay. Well, hey, everybody is allowed to get better. And not just Detroit, not just individual players, but your Chicago, are they better? We'll find out with Caleb Williams. I think they have a chance to be better. Their defense is really good. They've added to that wide receiver room, but Green Bay, are they allowed to get better? Sure. So is Detroit. And are you allowed to play tougher teams? And, you know, the whole adage, iron sharpens iron, to be better at the end of the year, because you've had to face and you've had to raise your level of play simply because the competition is better.
Well, and let's break this down a little bit. Why did the Lions play the Bucks at Ford Field in the second round of the playoffs? Well, it's because they won their division, which meant they got a home playoff game. They had already won a playoff game, which is why they got a second playoff game. Like, they earned the advantage. They earned being the favorite because they won 12 games and won their division and won a playoff game. So I'm not going to penalize them for that. And then how did they look in the NFC title game? They lost, but did they look like a team that just couldn't match
up
with...
No,
they looked like they were the better team for the first half of that game. They were beating their ass up and down the field.
They played big boy football.
Yes.
And they matched punch for punch, and they just came up short.
Yeah, but it didn't look like... You know, if they had lost 40-3, I'd go, you know what? Yeah, they were kind of a beneficiary of a soft schedule. I don't feel that way.
Or if they weren't in position, like if there was not a chance fourth and two to put, you know, honestly, quite to put the game away. Like, they, players were put in position to be successful, and they had chances to win that game. It wasn't like you mentioned, they weren't blown out.
No.
They were not out of it. They had their chances, and if they just execute, they're playing in the Super Bowl.
The Lions will have two 1,000-yard rushers, two 1,000-yard receivers, and have four different defensive players that register five or more sacks. That's why they will win the Super Bowl, John in Macomb.
The 1,000-yard rushers
would be Gibbs and Montgomery.
Yes.
Receivers would be Laporta and St. Brown. Four defenders with five-plus sacks. Hutch, McNeil. Who would you say?
Houston. I mean, if you're counting on this, you're going to count on the, Houston. Yeah.
Houston or Davenport, one of them.
You know, and I do expect a better offense, and it's hard to get much better, but if they get to the word prolific, I mean, if they're the best offense in the league this year, that makes your defense better. That alone makes your defense better because you apply a pressure to the other team's offense. You take them out of their game plan. It's what the Rams did in 99 2000 with the greatest show on turf. I'm not saying they're going to be that good. I mean, some people have compared Gibbs to Falk. If that happens, see ya.
Biggest reason to win the Super Bowl or lose it, injuries or lack thereof, and the defensive line. Either way, if the D-line clicks, then they match up O and D-line both being good and they win in the trenches, or they don't live up to that production and they can't get home and they fall short. The D-line, make or break. Campbell, make or break. Injuries, mm-hmm. make or break. We've kind of hit on a couple key talking points here. We are only a few days away. You want to fill in the blank, 248-539-9797. You can answer one or both of the questions. The biggest reason that the Lions win the Super Bowl, the biggest reason the Lions don't win the Super Bowl, and they're in that tier. It's 97-1.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.